Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
About to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show, but first, let's tell you about our good friends at the finest airport that ever was and ever will be.
The San Bernardino International Airport. Especially when there's summer travel plans, it can get expensive at these airports. That's why you gotta go to this airport, where parking is just $5 a day.
Plus, you got those easy trips, San Francisco or Provo, Utah. Maybe you didn't plan anything this summer. See how easy it is.
Don't be one of those people who has to pack your patience. Go to San Bernardino International Airport.
Okay, enough shilling. And now it's time to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show.
Some of the greatest things we have in this country, happy 250th birthday, by the way, America, came from other countries originally. Everything from meatballs to menage a trois started elsewhere, and that's why we have to look at what's happening around the world and decide, is this worthy of an import, or do we export it and keep it where it is? This one comes to us from South Korea, and it's something that we've talked about versions of, Ali, but I don't think we've ever actually played around with this concept. This would infuriate me so much. Because I would be
I feel like you've inadvertently done this.
I have, and I've been fooled, and it's a terrible feeling. But apparently, if you go into this with the intention of this new app that they're using, maybe it changes everything. People save money, lose
weight.
Will
they?
I don't know. Listen to this.
A South Korean app has gone viral for letting people pretend to order food.
So it looks like a food delivery app. Except there's one major difference.
Food Never Comes is designed to act like food delivery apps, but nothing actually happens when you hit order.
So if you've ever tried to order food and you screwed something up or you didn't actually approve it or said that one final verification or whatever and the food never shows up, that's a terrible feeling.
And your wife has done that
so
many times. I think the last
terrible
time
order.
She only ordered utensils,
ordered
right?
Four sets of utensils arrived, but no food.
So I had heard about different websites that give you this dopamine hit where you're online shopping, you're buying things, but then when you click buy, you're not really buying anything.
Well,
you're just pretending to buy.
You were saying during Prime Days, you were doing a lot of add to cart without actually ever having the intention of
Yeah, and Vanessa Bye. Has 75 items in her Amazon cart that,
well, that
she
was
doesn't
last
buy.
Week. Who knows what that
and
number's up to now?
Actually, also, I pretend to DoorDash all the time.
What?
You do
what?
This?
Yeah, because like I'm like, okay, let's see if there's something I want. And then I'll fill out my car, and then like time has passed, and like now I know that I shouldn't get it. So it's like I'm pretending like, okay, maybe I will get it.
You put a whole order, you open up DoorDash, yeah. you scroll through, look at the pictures of the food, you add, mm-hmm. you make modifications too and stuff?
Yeah, like maybe I'll order it, but then if time has passed where it will, then it's like, okay, well now you can't get it, girl. You took too long.
You can still get it.
Yeah, you can get it.
It's there for you.
But you wait till the restaurant closes?
Wait. Now it's past your bedtime.
Wait, so you'll put in all the stuff. You'll get excited about
it. Like, I'll see my order and I can be like, okay, you know what? I can make this. I'm trying not to spend money, but I'm also like, what if?
You're basically just testing the waters.
Exactly.
You're seeing if you really want to order food by ordering the food but not actually ordering it.
Yes.
But do you ever even if your plan is I'm just going to go ahead and get the dopamine hit of putting an order together, do you ever sometimes look at the order and go, that looks good, and then hit send and order
it? If it's sushi, I'm like, you know what?
I can't make this at home.
Yeah. Can't make any of this. So,
well, that's interesting, but I... For me, when I'm ordering food, there is a clear decision that I want food, and I even know what restaurant I want it from, or I know what type of food I want, and then that ordering process is happening immediately because we're all starving.
I think this is different.
I like set up an order just so I can hit like press and send as I get in the car.
Right. Yeah, that's how I think most people look at it. Now, there's people that are going, I think I'm kind of hungry, but I have no idea what I feel like, and then they start scrolling the app. That's when I think you start getting more into the idea of, what could I be eating? I think.
For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South, and in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast. Available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
We're all blown away by the possibilities. See, well, we could be eating anything.
If I'm going to fake buy anything, let it be the coolest, biggest thing ever.
Why are you going to fake buy like a taco combo platter?
Yeah, I'm not going to fake buy ramen. I want to fake buy a $1 million mansion.
Right. And that's
I want to fake buy stuff, like designer clothes or something crazy.
But here's the thing that's interesting. No one judges. We don't judge each other that we spend time going on Zillow or Redfin and looking at houses that we know we can't afford.
And
because
being like, that walk-in closet's a little small.
Yeah, probably wouldn't buy that one anyway.
Only but, three pools? Shut up.
But, you know, but we all do that anyway because that's a fun way to live.
That's the dopamine hit.
But to now bring it down to, Jake, I mean, you're a shack guy. You're always going to be a shack guy.
Yeah, we got other shacks.
Yeah, Jake looks at other shacks available.
No, it's not a shack. Three windows? Whoa.
What? Three windows?
That's a shack. That's a shed. But
that's insane. That's a window per wall.
So do we import this, Allie?
Nothing actually happens when you hit order. The app is a so-called dopamine site aimed at giving users the buzz of buying something without spending money.
I don't like this.
That's
I like it.
His opinion, and just so that people don't get confused and accidentally order food that they didn't want to begin with, that's called Nothing Ever Comes or whatever.
It's called Nothing. No Food Comes.
No Food Comes.
But the thing is, if you have this app, don't put it next to your actual DoorDash app.
Right.
Because if you order for the wrong app, the food won't come. And the right app, it will come.
Yeah, this is much funnier as a prank app where I could put it on my friend's phones. And
you
then
just pass it around, guys. Add everything that you want to
add.
Add
what you want. And then just feel
psych! Nothing's coming.
Nothing's arriving.
Some people DoorDash. Save a lot of money by just pretending. So I know you're big on you're very cost conscious. Mm-hmm. So would that appeal to you in any sense?
No, because I got
to
eat. Then I'm still hungry.
Yeah, then you're still hungry.
Yeah, I got to eat. I'd rather just go ahead and spend the money and eat.
Yeah, I don't know about this. I just think... I mean, we are so deep. It's a dopamine hit, right? So
right.
When you press buy, it gives you that rush. And then people are saying, hey, I don't actually need the product. I just need the rush of, yeah, I'm with you. Two thumbs down. Boo.
All right. Is that an import or export, Allie? What do you think? An app that allows us?
I think you should
ask
her a couple more questions about it, and she'll change her mind again.
She could go back. I could see her. She loved it a moment ago. Now she's two thumbs down.
You know what? I don't know. Boo. I think I'm going to strongly export this.
That's an export. Keep it,
South
Korea.
What a waste of time.
That's for you. Omar, is that an import or an export?
I'll import it for Vanessa because she enjoys it.
What do you have currently, Vanessa, in your DoorDash card? Anything in there?
Let's see. Maybe I forgot to delete. Let me see.
I'd be curious to see what she's got in there right now.
And I wonder if you would just order fantastical foods.
Yeah, like decadent stuff.
Yes.
Like stuff that's like so unhealthy for you, but you would love to eat it.
Or like, tomahawk steak or something to be delivered to your house.
Because it'd be sad if you're playing this little game, this fake dopamine game, and it's like
and
fast.
It's like meal for one.
Right. Vanessa, what do you have in there?
Actually, my car is empty.
Oh, I'd like to get you that.
Trust me, I do this all the time because it's like, okay, there's a chance I'll buy this, but there's also a chance I won't.
Where's your go-to? Like, what restaurant do you always hit up?
Where's your fake order?
I always go to this one sushi place. This place called Sorona Town for Mexican food.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I do ramen. I do a little pho.
But these places have never actually delivered you food ever.
Yeah, I've ordered food sometimes. But sometimes I look up sandwiches. Which one do I really want? Mm-hmm. Different places.
I could see you doing it for a sandwich. That big Italian one. It's got everything on it. And then I'm like, I'll just have turkey provolone.
Yeah, if you know you're never going to order it, just keep adding more and more. Yeah, double meat. Why not? Triple meat.
And then you play with the price. Like, this is possible. But you know what? I'm going to make it.
781 said that they fake order things just like Vanessa does. 714 said this app is so stupid you wouldn't even have a dopamine high because you know it's not coming.
Right, that's the one major difference, right? You would think going into it, you know I'm not.
Maybe it should be like a roulette situation where like every 10th time it does come.
But I want to say a bit of a trendsetter here because if you remember during COVID, I started planning and these whole vacations, knowing I was never going to go on these vacations. I was just planning these elaborate vacations and then it came back to bite me in the ass because I accidentally got charged for one.
That's so much. The vacation part is the best part. The planning of the vacation is the worst part. I don't want to do all the planning.
Well,
and then not actually have the vacation.
All right, we're going to vote export on this one. You can keep it, South Korea. Quick break. We're back in a moment. Are you a short person? Do you have big problems? We will take your calls in a moment, 800-520-1067. Vanessa said she's sick and tired of people trying to lift her up, but there's other reasons out there why being short sucks, and we will try to make it worth your while by getting you into something. I don't know. We got Monster. We got a lot of stuff to give you today. So call now, play next, 800-520-1067 after this.
Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from Puck examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.